regard to this, it reminded me of a fun story I know about some people on a farm had a really big turnip. I don't know if you know what a turnip is, but it grows under the ground, kind of like carrots grow under the ground, and you know that something's growing under there because there's green leaves that come up above the ground, and underneath, in this case, are the turnips. Well, there was a farmer who noticed one year in his turnip field that there was one turnip that seemed to have a lot of really big, glossy green leaves, and he thought, this is going to be a special turnip. So he harvested all the other turnips, but left the special one to grow a few weeks longer. And when he decided it had had enough chance to reach its full potential, he decided it was time to harvest that final turnip. And so he went to where all of the green leaves were growing, and he grabbed it right around the base so that he wouldn't just pull off the leaves, but he wanted to use that stem to be able to pull the turnip up out of the ground. And he pulled with all of his might, pull, and absolutely nothing happened. The turnip didn't budge. So he went to get his partner, and she, with her strong arms, came and wrapped her arms around his waist, and she pulled, and the farmer pulled as hard as they could pull, and nothing happened. The turnip wouldn't budge. So the grandma farmer went to get her granddaughter, and she, who had really strong legs, came and wrapped her arms around the grandma farmer, who wrapped her arms around the grandpa farmer, and together, all three of them, right, pulled with all their might, and still nothing happened. Still the turnip wouldn't budge. So the granddaughter went to get the dog. The dog looked sort of like a barrel with a dog. The dog pulled on the granddaughter pulled on the grandma pulled on the grandma, they pulled on all their might. Nothing happened, the turnip wouldn't budge. So the dog went to get the cat. The cat was skinny but really tenacious, and the cat pulled on the dog, and the dog pulled on the girl, and the girl pulled on the grandma, and the grandma pulled on the grandpa, and they pulled with all their might, and nothing happened, the turnip. So the cat went to get the mouse. And that might seem kind of silly, but the cat didn't think of anybody else, and there really wasn't anybody else around. So the mouse pulled on the cat, and the cat pulled on the dog, and the dog pulled on the little girl, and the little girl pulled on the grandma, and the grandma pulled on the grandpa, and they pulled with all their might, and it started to give way. And here, all of a sudden, whoo, the turnip came up out of the ground. And they all, the mouse, the cat, the dog, the girl, the grandma, and grandpa, they all fell down in a heap on top of each other. And at first they were really startled, and then they started to laugh. And they laughed, and they got up, and they brushed themselves off, and dirt had flown everywhere, and a big turnip came up out of the ground. And they admired the turnip, and they washed it off, and they cut it up in bite-sized pieces, and they put it in a pot with some water and some other vegetables from the garden and some herbs they had grown, and they lit the fire underneath. They might be able to take a bath. Yes. While the soup was bubbling and cooking the rest of the afternoon, they did the rest of their chores. They took their bath and they came to the table, and there was the soup all warm and delicious, and they shared a very happy meal together. Let's join hands this day of prayer. Can you find another hand to hold too, Andrew? Very good. Thanks. Dear God, we thank you for the nourishing food which grows so abundantly on this earth. We thank you for the delightful surprises that each day brings us. We thank you for the fun of working together and for the reward of a warm bath. We thank you that we can all make important contributions, even if we're as small as a mouse. We thank you for the love that is shared when we all gather around one table. We thank you for blessing us with life and happiness. Have fun in Sunday school.